why do we have to do double standards with men versus women when it comes to virginity?
Hey, Kemi, let me pack my load. Let me go.
If I say I'm not a virgin as a woman, why can't you look at me the same way as a man saying he's not a virgin?
This gist is a little bit close to my heart. I'm very passionate about this gist.
You're always passionate about what? Every gist, you're always passionate.
So if the man is in a higher position and is being paid more, fine. You started at the same time. It's not as if you have more, you've been working there longer and they're adding bonus and all. And you are any more than me? No. People can see a man, right? And he's adding weight. He's
getting, body image,
and
yeah.
Then everybody's like, oh, that's true that his wife is
taking care of him. You know his stomach? Wow.
He's eating well. There's something called feminine energy. Use it.
Yeah.
Use it well.
That one benefits women. I'm not even going to lie. Hi guys, welcome back to Brewing Her. How you guys doing, guys? My name is Kemi John.
And I'm Gabriella Akimbo. Yay!
Yep, and we are your favorite. Brewing. See, every time you say that, I always think of us as, let's do this together. But she's always saying she's your... Please comment down below. Who is your favorite? It's a competition at this point.
Yeah, is it Gabby or is it Kemi?
But if you say it's Kemi, I won't like you. So say it's her. All right. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Brewing Her, guys. Hope you guys are good. You guys are wonderful. Today, we're going to obviously talk more about more juicy topic. Mm-hmm. But before that, how are you, Ella?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. Have you seen that one of Cardi B's video online when they're like, oh, how are you doing? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fly. Ha, ha, ha.
No, I love Cardi B. I don't know why. She reminds me, like, she gives me, like, Bobrisky vibe in the sense of just, like, when you don't have any personal, I don't feel anything about them except from just liking their vibe.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I feel about
them. I think I like Nicki better.
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
No.
Really? I do.
Cardi for life.
No, I do like Nicki more.
Even music-wise, Nicki for life.
No, even music-wise.
I said Nicki. See? Cardi for life. No, you, Dabegi.
I like Nicki.
I like Cardi.
I've always liked Nicki.
Really?
Yeah. Like Cardi B, she's too loud. No, I have
and
a thing
I love
with,
that.
You like loud. I don't. I have a Cardi, thing with people that are too loud. You know that.
I think, it's not like I don't like Nicki Minaj's music. So of course, her songs are good. But like, since Cardi came, it's just like, I don't like rap like that. Mm-hmm. But I just love Cardi.
I'm actually even shocked that you're saying it. Because this one, she like, Oble.
Ah, me.
Anna.
What's Oble?
Don't you like all this Kemi doesn't like it.
Yeah.
She doesn't like all this. What's that Whiskey song? There's this Whiskey song that I really like.
I call Whiskey songs just vibe music.
Like just chill lounge. And just, you know.
Sometimes, but not all the time. I beg, let it have beats. Let us dance.
Not all the time. But you just I feel with Nicki and Cardi. Like
Nicki's songs.
Nicki's mature. She carries Cardi is just like she I like her though, but like I don't know if we can be friends, if that makes sense.
You don't know if you can be friends. And that's the thing. I think I can be friends with Cardi in the sense of like she would just be making me laugh. Like, that's the kind of friend that you just be laughing around her.
I think I'll be friends with Nicki. She's just chilled, calm, you know. But still, she's
anyway, if
powerful.
You're a Nicki or Cardi fan, put that
Let
down.
Let us know.
Let us know. Anyways, guys, welcome again. As we've said, you guys, if you're new to our channel, welcome, welcome. This is your Brewing Her Girls. We always come here every other week and come and gist you guys about different topics about life. I should be a rapper. Because I'm just rapping.
Like, see, we're just going without stopping.
Oh, all right. Okay, Cardi. Sign me. Anyways, she has a record label. But yeah, we just come here, sit down with you guys and just like gist about different topics of life, women, men, and just like have deep conversations about them. So welcome on board if you're new here and you have not finished.
Go and subscribe.
Exactly. If you're new, if you're old.
Come here, let's talk. What are you waiting for exactly?
No, say that to the oldies. Like,
plus old plus new. What exactly are you waiting for?
Yes, come on.
Come on.
Just subscribe, okay? And also turn on your notification button so that each time we drop a video, you guys can just hear pakam and then you click. No, legit. That's what you hear it. And then you just be able to like chill with your girls every other week. Mm-hmm. We try as much as possible to drop every other week on Fridays.
Yes.
So that your weekend is splendid. Smooth and you know, interesting.
You add us to your activities for the weekend.
Exactly. Mm. So, and you guys will have fun for a fact. Also, follow us on our social media platform on
Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
And it's the same name.
Yes. All our names.
Her podcast.
Yes, Brewing Her Podcast. And you can also choose to just listen to us on Spotify or any other Apple Music. Remember last episode, just said Apple Music.
Literally, I always say, that's why when you started, I was like,
Apple Podcast.
Like I was telling myself because I knew, babe.
You will Apple say music, Apple Music. Say, yes. Any of your podcast platform, you can catch us on there.
Yes, okay? We're there.
All right. So you guys, what has been your week? What has been your hey? Oh my goodness.
Don't worry, it's not your father's language.
It's a second language.
Your indigenous language, the word
that stands. The week, yeah, she go. How did your week go?
My week went really good, honestly. Like I'm very happy. I'm very cheerful. I'm naturally a happy person, but like my week was really good.
You're glowing. You're happy. I'm glad. My week two was great. It was obviously work related hectic, but it was still great. And it's been snowing. Like, come on, guys.
Yo.
For some reason, I don't like the snow. Do you like the snow?
No.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't like cold.
Yes. I feel like people at my work, they see me as a weirdo if I say I don't like snow.
You know that I was actually talking to somebody recently and then I was telling her, she was like, oh, don't you see how beautiful it is outside?
I'm like, how is this beautiful? Like, I think this is ugly, actually. It's beautiful from inside. When I'm inside and I'm looking out.
I don't like it. Like, why? Yeah. Like, because snow can get so dirty.
It can get so dirty, yes. I'm mushy. And I don't see the point to it.
I don't like it. And people can sleep. Yeah. It's cold. Every idea about cold and snow.
It's not for me either. And that's why when people scream about Christmas.
This is white Christmas. I'm like, why is your Christmas white exactly?
Why does it need
like
to
you
be
can't
white?
Go out just to be
like, come on. We're okay with a hot Christmas.
I tried to make myself and my husband move to Texas. I tried.
But you know one thing about Texas that I'm kinda like, I feel like being here now, it's like the older sister that is mature and then Texas or Dallas or wherever is like the younger sister because they be getting this snowstorm and they are clamoring and yelling and like, we're about to die. Oh my gosh. And I'm like, we get worse here and we're like, okay, we're surviving.
Like, keep quiet.
Literally they'll go up to 20 degrees and they're like, I'm not meant for this weather.
But you won't blame them.
We're like negative two.
But you won't blame them. We are used to it. They are not.
Yeah.
So
I know.
You blame them.
I know. So
I still like Texas regardless.
Yeah. I think, in fact, you are still in that. I think I've grown past that phase.
So my thing with Texas is like, based on my line of business,
you think you would thrive
think
better.
I would thrive better.
Yes,
in
I agree.
Texas.
I agree.
Because here is a little laid back.
Yeah,
kind of,
I agree. Texas, New York, you all know, those places, all those are like big black communities would definitely. Yeah, I agree. But Ohio has its own little cuteness to it.
Well, thankfully, I don't really, minus the makeup part, the other part of my business, I don't really, doesn't matter where I live.
Yeah, so. It's e-commerce. That's actually true. Let's talk about business for a bit. How is business coming? What is happening in the business this year?
We're launching new products. I even had somebody tell me that she want to invest.
Really? You got an investor?
Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, excuse me. That's next level. I love it. So, that is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, please invest all the way.
Yes. So business is going well.
Yeah.
I feel like with my business, I've come a long way because I've taken like two different long breaks.
Yes. To relaunch.
And I pray and hope that I don't have to take any more breaks.
I hope so too. I hope not that you.
Yeah. Can. I think it's hurting my business, but we're coming in strong. We're doing well. We have new products that are being launched, a lot of it. And And I have a lot of my customers, because the last break that I took, mm-hmm. like before I reopened again, my customers were texting me, mm-hmm. sending me a message on Instagram.
When are you coming
back?
Like,
my lip gloss has finished. One of them, a sister even texted her mm-hmm. and told her, like, this is the only lip gloss that works for my lips.
Are you for real?
Yeah. Like, when is she coming back?
So you need to come back. I'm glad that 2025 has good things in stock for Enanoa. We're excited. Business is booming too. Business is going good. Mm-hmm. I feel like our business is more like a summer kind of business as well. Our businesses actually are more like
summer. Mm-hmm.
They're more booming in the summer, like where things are hot. Again, why we love summer, right? So I can't wait for the summer. Yeah. Plans right now is just like drawing things on drawing board so that we have a good launch for summer. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a sketching creative period, but we'll get there and see. But go and patronize Johemi. Go and patronize
Eleanor.
And also follow us on our personal Instagram as well so that you can keep up to date about everything that we do in our personal lives.
Because I know some of you like a little bit of amiable like me.
And you'll find it.
You will find. Just call. We'll
go
let you know.
And follow us, I beg. Yes. I'm glad. That's good for season or for 2025. I'm mm-hmm. glad that we have good things in stock, actually.
Yes, we
do. And you guys, let's also use this opportunity to advertise or put ourselves out there. You guys, we're doing this because we love it so much. But if you're a business out there, a small business, a big business, and you like for us to advertise for you, this
Let
is a platform
know.
For us as well. This is a growing platform. We're mm-hmm. getting our people, and we would like to work with you. So connect
and
with
our
us.
People are true to us, very genuine.
Very genuine.
If you watch our previous videos, you can tell how like we talk about what our people say to mm-hmm. us. So.
Yeah, it's such a sweet niche. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, like. There's no negativity here.
Yeah, no, it's such a sweet niche, and I'm not
sweet like is it butter chocolate. Sweet like, do you know that song? Sweet like, da, da, da,
yeah, but I don't think it's sweet. They said,
oh,
sweet, is it sweet? It could be sweet. Sweet like butter,
but butter
smooth is like butter. Is it smooth like butter?
Listen, that song. Anyways,
BTS. We are sorry. We are true fans, but this one just skipped us. But yeah, I think it's smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. No. It's smooth. It's smooth. It's not sweet.
Wait, we're gonna change
like butter.
It. Sweet like chocolate.
Hey, chocolate.
Oh, my favorite. One of my son's favorite, dearest favorite song. Mm-hmm. One of his favorite songs is Chocolate and Caramel. Ooh wee.
No, I feel like we overuse that song on Reels.
That song is so sweet.
I think it's so relatable to the heart.
Like,
of every Melanie Queen out
there. It's just sexy. There's just a sexiness around it.
Yeah, I love it. I like the guy too. What's his name? Maxwell?
I don't know his name. I just know his songs.
Yeah, funny enough. His songs are, can you imagine? Isn't that funny? Usually it would be the person that we know, but like we know more of his songs than the person.
Yeah, because he's very just laid back and chilled, and he's not all over the place like some of y'all.
Yeah, he's a very sexy singer. If you haven't caught up, we'll probably put his name on this so you can catch it. But anyways, back to our story. If you're a small business out there and you want us to work with you, collaborate with you, please reach out to us on Instagram or get our email on there as well where you can connect with us. All right, Gabby.
Thanks very much, and God bless.
Yes. So let's get to the business of the day. What are we talking about? What's the gist for today?
This gist is a little bit close to my heart. I'm very passionate about this gist.
You're always passionate about what? Every gist. You're always passionate.
But I don't like gist, but I'm just very passionate.
Don't say that again, ever. Oh, no. Don't lie to our people. Come on. You love Sofo. You love it.
See, I don't know if you ever saw one reel one time when you text your friend or you're on the phone with your friend. Oh, I have something to tell you, but I'll wait till tomorrow.
And that friend
is
wants,
in the house.
Yes,
I'm
no,
that
that's
friend.
Gabby. That is her. Our body cannot stay in one place. Once you, in fact, the best is
if
don't tell her.
Don't tell me exactly. Mm-hmm. But
so, yes,
I always
Sofo.
Sense it.
Okay, so this one I am passionate about. What is this topic about?
It is double standard. Mm. Men versus
men.
Madu. I don't, you see, this is the problem.
Men versus women.
Uh-huh. Because women too, we isn't sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do.
Is there really double standards? Okay, first of all, tell us what is this double standards that you're talking about.
So in my own little, I don't want to go into the, because I'm trying not to sound, I don't want to sound feminist.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But like when you you can let, like, one party can do these things and you can let it slide. And then by the time the next party does it, everyone is like,
screaming and like, what? This is wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So the standard is not equal. You're just.
Yeah. Who do you think double standard affect more? Who do you think benefits?
Benefits men.
Mm, okay.
In my own opinion, yeah, I think they do. Because, like, they'll say, like, for example, now. For example, now.
Don't talk about examples of double standards here, too. Because I still have questions.
Oh.
Okay, but tell us. Tell us.
My example is that you will see a man
passionate. This topic
is very passionate. He has broad chest, six packs. He wear only shokoto pem-pem. And he's jogging. And you will see the music video. He's doing polokoto pom-pom. Nobody will say anything, no. The day a woman decides to wear skimpy, a shower,
yes.
Do you think that your chest is not tempting me?
You are right. No, legit.
Cover it, please.
Legit. So the reason I didn't want you to get into it, because that was one of my questions, like, give us some examples of double standards that you have seen, right?
Yes.
But okay, so first of all, does double standard actually exist?
It does.
Do you think it's a problem?
It is.
Like, what I'm asking is, why shouldn't there be double standards?
So I don't think there's a problem or why they should not be double standard if it's not benefiting one party more than the other party.
Then if it's not benefiting one party, then there's no double standard.
In the sense that we are the ones that is being affected the most when it comes to double standard. Like, you said, I should not give example.
No, tell us.
For example, now in the workspace now, there's a spectrum to it. A man earns more than a woman, even if the woman is putting more work
or doing the same thing
than the man. Why?
Yes,
okay. That makes no sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, pay us equally.
Yeah,
we are doing the same work. We should earn the same money.
So you think double standard is a problem?
It is.
You think in a way it's not balanced? It's not balanced.
If it was balanced and fair, like, for example, they would say 50-50. No problem. You want to do 50-50? Fine. If I'm doing 50-50 with you as a man, and they are expecting you to be the provider, you better be the provider and I be the homekeeper. Mm-hmm. Don't come and expect that we are providing together and we are not homekeeping together.
Together, yes. Okay, so before we get deeper into the examples or, like, specific scenarios of these double standards, why do you think double standards exist in the first place?
Society is the problem.
Not literally. Like, when you say society, is it still us? Is it still the people?
Yes, from our
forefathers, ancestors.
And I don't know if I want to say this.
Say it. What?
But the Bible is part of.
Hey, Gabi.
Let's be honest.
Okay, expatiate.
They paint the olden days, before Christ days and everything. The way they've painted women to be is already a problem. Let's be honest. I saw a reel. And the guy said, men lie a lot. That it's possible that it was a man that swallowed the apple. That's why it's stuck in their throat.
Oh, wow.
That video wicked me. I was like, nah.
That is crazy. Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah, it's called Adam's apple.
That is crazy.
So, just imagine.
You never know.
Because, like, most of the things that, like, for example, now, Mary in the Bible, mother of Jesus, she's celebrated, yes, but they don't use, like, she's one of the women that, oh, Mary, Esther, but the women that they claim that did a lot of evil things are more, like, they talk about. Like, you can't name your child Jezebel because they've tagged it that Jezebel is, even though if Jezebel might mean a good thing, I don't know if that makes sense, but they've tagged it. For example, now, Solomon, right? David? The one had plenty of wives. Solomon. Somebody might come and say, if Solomon, who is favored of God, can have multiple wives, what is wrong with me doing the same thing? But if a woman comes out now and say, if Potiphar's wife, they will look at her wrongly, like, no, you shouldn't do that.
I see where you're going with that. I get it. But to me, but the reason why I'm restraining from, like, talking about the Bible is because you never know.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to bring it up. Mm-hmm. But
if you want to. It's generated from days, not even now.
Mm. Because I know there was a time in history where women could not drive.
Absolutely. Yes.
But what is wrong with a woman driving?
Yeah. I mean, it was a man. Well, it's still a man's world, but
sadly.
Yeah. It was more a man's world than now. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. I see that. You think that is the people, it's our forefathers, the way life has been from the beginning. Okay. So what about the double standards that then benefit women?
So thinking about it, tell me one double standard that benefits a woman.
So for instance, now a woman is seen more, like is considered more fragile than a man. So therefore they are more pampered than men. A man cannot just bust out crying and be emotional.
That's wrong.
I know it's wrong. I'm just trying to tell you, like, that's part of the double standard that we enjoy as women.
Yeah.
Because I can show my emotions. I can act fragile and be pampered. And the society accepts that. A man cannot do that because you can't be in your feelings and people still look at you as a man. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah. So that's, at least that's one that benefits us. I'm sure there might be more, but yes, I do agree that more is tilting towards the men than the women, than obviously. Women. But so what about those situations that benefits women? Is it also people that created that?
Yes. Because what exactly is wrong with a man showing his emotions? Like, what is wrong if a man cries? He has tears.
Right.
What's he supposed to do with them? Swallow it.
Right.
So there's absolutely, especially that crying thing. I actually find a man strong, a strong man
when he can cry. Yes. Oh my gosh, I do. I tell that to my husband every time.
Really?
Yes, because he grew up from a home that don't believe that men should cry too. Like, if my husband is tearing up, he'll say it's just sweating. Say, no, it's just sweat. It doesn't want to accept
that.
Right. So, but like, I'm now like kind of opening his eyes to seeing that you're even stronger when you can tear up and show your emotions.
Let go
and
of the emotions. Yeah. Express yourself. Yeah.
So he's also of a belief of, so another thing that women enjoy. Well, maybe not women. I think that it's easier for women to fail than for men to fail. In the aspect of, like, if a woman fails, they see her as, it's, I don't know, I guess, like, more,
what?
Like, you're soft enough to fail, and that, okay, I mean, fail and come back up. But like a man, it's almost like an ego thing. When they fail, it's like,
fail in what sense? Like, give me an example.
Example now is skipping my mind, but like,
you're thinking like in job, career-wise?
Let's just say a business. Let's just say you started a business or something as a woman, and the business isn't flourishing as it should, and then maybe you lost money. Your husband can still bring you up, like, maybe it's okay, we can find another money. But like, if a man fails in a business, it's more, to me, it's more drastic than
I
when
I think for
women
that,
does.
It's because like, we see men as the money makers, we see them as the hunters,
right? Which is why it's more pressure for them,
for them to not to fail. Yes,
so that's why I'm like, I think we enjoy that, like, as women, not like it's okay because to fail, but like, it's like you can't
because
fail.
as much as I want to agree with that, but you know that women too have their own spectrum of things we cannot fail at.
I agree.
So I don't know if.
So I think maybe
it's kind of because if a woman is not, for example, now she has been married, they've married for like maybe 3 years, and most times they don't even think that the man is the problem.
Yeah.
They always want to be like, the woman, you are failing your marriage.
Yes,
and the women, we too, will be like, oh my goodness, like, why am I not getting pregnant? Is there a problem with me? Without forgetting that it could be both ways. It could be,
I agree with that, but. And it buttresses my point a little bit in the sense that now if it comes out that the man is the one with the problem,
it's the man is ashamed. Yes.
But like they can still say, oh, it is the woman, like, even though it's not fair what the women have to experience and go through. But I don't know if you're getting the picture I'm trying to paint.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying like the society has made it like, you are a woman in this scenario now. You're a woman, you can still have a fertility problem. But a man have fertility problem. Oh my gosh. But, you know, I don't know if that makes sense.
Even with like gender of kids too, like it'll be like, you have to carry the man's lineage. Let the man give us the male
the
now.
Male now.
It becomes a problem.
That
you know
aspect.
Another double standard that I I am a little bit sensitive about is changing of last name.
We'll get there. Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, you see why, like, this thing is ingrained and, you know, I try to ask if it can be justified. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that if it benefits, like, the ones that benefit women, if I'm going to talk about women, mm-hmm. do you think that is right for it to actually benefit us like that?
Just because we don't have quite a lot of it that benefits us, yes, is right.
So then the men call. Can it
they
be,
have too much.
Can it be justified that
some of them,
that
yeah.
men, can it be justified that men, like the example you gave, earn more?
No.
Okay. So really, so then we should not do this double standard that you are doing again in this situation now. Because that's what we're doing.
I cannot. Yeah, see. If we want to use the Bible as an example, right? Mm-hmm. When God created Eve, he came out and said, she's your helper, mm-hmm. right? Meaning, the man was already there mm-hmm. trying to do something, mm-hmm. but he couldn't do it
by himself.
So God needed to put somebody in his life to push him and help him to achieve what he's supposed to achieve, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that the man already, from the Bible days, is already created as the provider. The upfront person, the leader, I should say.
So if he's created as a provider, what's wrong with him earning more?
So there's nothing wrong with him earning more. If mm-hmm. that I'm lower than you in the career states, then it's fine. But if yeah. we are working in the same office.
Same position.
Same level.
Same experience.
You started at the same time. It's not as if you have more, you've working there longer and they're adding bonus and all. And you are any more than me? No.
But why can't they say, I mean, he's a man. He's the provider of his
then home. He should go to a higher position if he wants more money. That's my own opinion. Damn. Because his wife, for example, like, that's how some men see it as a problem when their wife earn more than them.
Yeah.
Which to me, it makes no sense, mm-hmm. honestly. So if the man is in a higher position and is being paid more, fine. Just know that higher position that he is, if a woman is there, they better be receiving the same salary.
Yeah. So you're saying it shouldn't be justified.
It should. In the work setting, it should not be justified. I should not be doing the same work and you are earning more than me. No.
Okay, so now let's come to examples. Because I feel like when we talk about some of the examples, then we can dive into each of them and then we will be able to talk more on it. Mm-hmm. So examples of double standards, like let's say we've established the workplace now, this earning more than a man mm-hmm. or more than a woman. Is a good example.
Yeah.
What other examples is related to work before we move to
childcare? Oh, related to work?
To work, yeah.
Okay, work.
To career or business or whatever.
So, I don't know if it happens in the US, but I know, like, I've heard stories in Nigeria where the way the woman looks determines if she's going to get the job or not.
Absolutely. I think that
you didn't even process it.
No, because I know exactly what you're talking about. Sometimes, people, even in this country, they prejudge you by your race, mm-hmm. your appearance, you know, and all this stuff. And you're right; it does affect career-wise as well, because mm-hmm. even a man can get more opportunities aside from even payment. You're talking about, oh, you want to get more pay. You know, promote yourself or get something better. Mm-hmm. And a woman too wants that promotion. But like, first of all, if your boss or your director mm-hmm. is a man, and this other dude too, that you are in the same level, is also a man. Mm-hmm. God bless you if he's a, you know, smooth talker, mm-hmm. he's very talkative and he's charismatic. Mm-hmm. And you are just like one quiet girl there. Mm-hmm. Trust me, he's getting the promotion before you. Mm-hmm. There's bromance. They are loving up on each other. Yeah. They are going on games together if possible. So if any opportunity comes, mm-hmm. he's talking to him first before you.
Yeah. And he's speaking of that kind of scenario. So sad because like most times, men supporting men works.
Than women supporting women. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So yes, I think that aside from the pay thing too, like the relationship, because to me, I feel like advancement at work also not only depend on how good you are, it mm-hmm. also depends on your relationship with people. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to like know how to be loved in a way.
Yeah.
So, and sadly, there are more men than women in most of this workforce.
Yes. So. And I feel for that. That's because, like, most times when it comes, when you start having kids, women tend to be the one to sacrifice and their...
Go home. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's another double standard. Why can't the man be the one to stay at home?
You know, it's in America that I first heard of a stay-at-home dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how acceptable that is in our country, in Nigeria.
Stay-at-home what?
What's wrong with being a stay-at-home dad? Hey! Can be a stay-at-home dad. What's wrong with being a stay-at-home dad?
You are not the one wearing the skirts in the family.
Yes. I think it would destroy our society. You are tying
wrapper for your wife.
Yes.
That's what you'd be hearing.
It would destroy our African society if that happened. Yeah.
But don't you think that some of all this, our African double standard needs, brings a little bit of balance?
Like, what do you mean?
So, like, for example, now, in this country, mm-hmm. right, as much as, where is this country? Is it Germany, I think? When a woman gives birth, right, mm-hmm. they give her a year.
Off, yeah.
Off. To go to go take care of her kids while she's actually being
Germany
paid.
Germany or Australia.
Yeah, one of the two. I think it's probably Germany. So, go take care of her kid, right? Because the society understands that a woman, correct me if I'm wrong, a woman does a better job taking care of the kids than the men.
I agree, but yeah. I'm just like,
sadly,
that's
as
something
much,
we've been brainwashed.
It's not about brainwashing. Our nature
is more
we are more nurturing. That's why a woman can easily cry. She's connected with her emotions. Yes. She's a natural. That's what men would be like, why are you acting like my mom? Don't be my mom. Then you be the man. Don't be act like my child. Because if you act like a child to a woman, it's just a natural thing for us to just nurture you. Mm-hmm. So a woman, it comes easy for us, to be honest. It's not about like, because God has already given us the ability to be the only one to bring life into this life.
So you think it's better that there's double standard exists in that workplace?
In that scenario, because I don't think, me speaking to myself, I don't think anybody can love my child the way I love my child.
Not even their dad?
Not even their dad.
For real?
Yes.
I disagree.
In the sense that if, God forbid, me, I'm separating with my husband tomorrow, I will take my child with me.
What if he can also take his child with
I him? Don't trust the second woman coming in. I don't trust him having the ability to stand his ground for my child. Do you understand? But me, I know that I don't care who you are, my children are my children,
right? But I think that's your conviction. I've mm-hmm. seen other women that they let the man over their child.
Nah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is, I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't sit right with me.
It freaks you out.
Yeah, it really does. Because, like, I know what I went. My husband experienced it from the outside.
But it's you internally.
It's me internally. Like, you form that bond with that child from, like, the moment you find out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
About the child. So, with that, I feel like the moment, that's why, like, you don't need to teach a woman
how to care for the child.
You don't need to teach a woman how to produce the milk. The milk comes out to feed the child for most women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I get your point. Another double standard at work that I would talk about is, I feel like women are more, if a man and a woman, like, let's say that their character or like their personality mm-hmm. is like aggressive, like, you know, I'm like, I get this thing done and I talk and I command
respect
or whatever.
Yeah.
A woman can be termed as more, she's angry, she's aggressive than a man.
Than a man, yeah, she's too aggressive.
Did you get that? Like,
yep.
They would more look at the woman like,
she needs to calm
who
down.
Who are you controlling? Yeah, that kind of vibe, yeah. You're right. So yeah. I think that's another one. And that one too, I don't know. It can't be justified. I know that women are more emotional, but sometimes it's not even about being emotional. It's just because
it's just
the same thing a man would do, but you're just looking at me because I'm a woman,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, yeah.
And you're correct. There's nothing wrong with being, you're just your person, your personality is strong as a woman. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had to actually watch my tone in some settings. Not at work, funny enough. It's more like our Nigerian community itself. Mm-hmm. Like when maybe we have a group and I'm a leader there or anything. I've actually had to watch my tone because some people are like, you come off very strong. And I'm like, how? But if it's a guy or, you know, that's your leader in this aspect,
it's
and they are
fine,
saying the same thing, you won't don't have a problem with them.
Yeah, because like they see the men as the head, the leader.
Yeah,
the,
a man can have
and
opinions.
And they've forgotten that without the neck, look to the head.
I feel like more men are more accepted to be opinionated than women. Yeah.
That is another. I don't know who was telling me something, but somebody was telling me something recently, and then they were saying like things like house chores in a family, right? Was it a TikTok or somebody told me? I can't remember. And then she was saying that, oh, it's a TikTok video. The girl was saying there are some things that she would not do in her household when she's married and have kids. Mm-hmm. And one of them was this word is a boy.
What does that mean? What
is so like, oh, mommy is cooking in the kitchen. Oh yeah, Tolu, come. Tolu in the boy. Let me use Mark. Mark, oh yeah, come and help mommy in the kitchen. And then daddy say, no, now he's a boy.
Oh, hell no. Who did you marry? What?
But she was saying that things like that is not going to happen in her household.
Yes.
Every child is treated
equally. And I think that's part of the things that one can do to eradicate these double standards from your home.
Yep.
How you treat your kids, mm-hmm. how your kids are perceived.
Yep.
Starts
if
them.
If I had girls, if I had at least one girl, mm-hmm. right? The only thing that I know that I don't know if it's called a double standard, I would train my son to always protect their sister.
Right. I mean,
no matter where you are, what you are, even if people are fighting safe, mm-hmm. you always protect your sister. So mm-hmm. I don't know if it's double standard.
I don't think that one is double standard. I think it's just training your son.
Because
some people
now can come and say, why can't the girl protect herself? Why does she need a man to protect her?
She can protect herself. I'll train her to protect herself, and I'll train her brother to protect her as well. She gets both words. Anyways, yeah, so that's one. Okay, another example of like, let's say in a relationship or...
In a relationship, double standard. Let me see.
Or in marriage, anything.
Yeah, for some reason, I always tend to tilt towards talking about the marriage aspect than just regular boyfriend and girlfriend.
I mean, but things exist in boyfriend
I know, it does, but like, I think when you're married, there's that extra commitment inside. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, in relationship, let me just put it in general. Mm-hmm. Another double standard for me is... Family. Mm-hmm. If a girl who is about to get married, let's assume she's about to get married to this guy, she goes to visit the family, they expect the girl to wake up in the morning, cook.
Yes.
Do that extra, you know, that I'm a good wife kind of thing. But if the man goes to see the girl's family, nobody's expecting him to give example of being a good husband.
I actually hate
like,
that.
Like, why?
Yeah, that's actually very... So I think some of these double standards also comes from our culture. Yeah, I think it also comes from our culture because you're right. Like, why should I go to my husband's or my fiancé's house for the first time and it's expected of me to cook in your house, in your mom's house or your dad's house?
Yeah, I don't make sure you can cook.
I will come another time. I'm asking, like, that first day,
I have
somebody, expected?
Somebody tell me, a friend of mine tell me that his mom told him that when he's getting married...
You've told us a story before.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm like...
Tell them for the newbies.
So he told me that his mom told him that when he's getting married, the woman that he's going to get married to has to come and stay with her for a while to teach her how to take care of her son.
Yeah, I totally frown that.
Yeah,
that
like, so if your mom hears that the girl you want to marry, or the mother or the father say, come, let me teach you how to take care of my daughter. How would that be acceptable?
How would she feel? Exactly. I love that. That's a very good question, actually. That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of these things stem from our culture. I don't see why a woman or a girl comes to your house for the first time and you're expecting her to cook. And then when your son goes to their house, he's not expected to cook. I think both of them should be able to cook.
Yeah.
Go to the
kitchen
together.
Like cooking should be a skill.
It should be a skill. Or to me, that scenario, this is what I feel. I'm a mother-in-law. My son is bringing his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I know we're expecting guests. I should already have food in the house. I should already like, oh, my son is bringing his girl. Come,
you know,
let's come and eat.
I would want to let her say yes to my son. Like, want to come into my family. Like, oh, these people are good people.
Don't come if you don't want to.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying. Like, if I'm the mother-in-law, mm-hmm. in the sense that, okay, my son really likes this girl. He wants to marry this girl.
Yeah,
this
my is the son, first, I can see that my son is in love. Yes.
This is the first time he's
and
bringing...
She's a good girl.
And she's a good girl. And he's bringing this girl home. I want to make her feel so comfortable.
Welcome.
And it's so funny because, like, most times, girls... you don't need to tell us. If I see my mother-in-law in the kitchen,
I would naturally just get up, even
if she doesn't want me to do anything, even if it's that gisting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a different thing if it's like, oh, we're just like, it's, you are leaning towards it, not like it's expected, not like you're obligated to it. Because I've seen stories or movies where you come to your fiance's house and the mom's like, oh, so okay, now that you've introduced yourself, okay, what will you eat now? It's like, enter the kitchen and go and make something for me and your husband. What? Yeah. No, you should already have something for us. And if I'm say, if my mother-in-law gets up to say, okay, let me go and find food for you guys, I would rather say, oh, mommy, let's go together. Mm-hmm. Let's go and serve the food together. But not like we're cooking the meal together. Like, you already know I'm coming. Were you thinking I won't eat?
Probably.
Okay, so if I'm gonna, that's
but
fine.
But yeah, it's when the boy is going to see the girl's parents, they've already cooked platter.
They've cooked for him. My dad has prepared drinks for you so that you guys are gisting and sipping. My mom has cooked different meals for you. So if my parents are going through that for you, why can't your parents do that for me? Am I less of a child?
Like, it makes... Yeah. And another thing that I think I'm talking mostly based on, like, my background and where I'm from in Nigeria. If a family don't have a male child in some part of our motherland, it looks terrible.
What do you mean by that?
Like, they blame the woman.
Yes, I mean, and that's the double standard we're talking about, the genetics of, it's your husband that determines it, right? I know, but we don't know. It's another thing for me to say, it stems from the culture, media. So yeah,
it's really sad.
So that's that for relationship. I also think that another side or very bad double standard in relationship is when the men can have multiple partners and then the women can't. Because when the woman then has multiple, like you were saying before, it's a problem. Why? Why can't Solomon have so many wives and then other women can't?
One statement or sentence I should say that gets annoyed.
I know the statement. Let me guess it. Please let me guess it. And tell me if I guess right.
Okay.
Please tell me if I guess right.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Is it the one that people say women are, men are polygamous in nature?
Yes.
Anytime,
like if I'm on any call or any like form of conversation and somebody says that, it triggers me.
Yeah, I just
like you will see a different part of me. I'm like, wait, are you okay?
So this is so funny because literally a few days ago, I was watching a podcast and I was enjoying that podcast for the longest time, like that the podcast was on, until the person they brought said that statement. And automatically changed my perspective about the person. You've been saying good things in the morning. Mm-hmm. And you just said this. And they were convicted. This woman was convicted in that mentality. And I was just like, people that are stuck in this, what do you think led to that?
First of all, upbringing, teaching, their exposure, what they understand about like things life, like that, life,
love, relationship,
all those things plays a factor. Because if you come a child in a home where the father was cheating and the mom was okay with it, and if one day the child goes to meet the mom like, mommy, why is daddy doing this? I say, all men are like that, so that's how.
Yeah. I think one thing that we should learn to stop doing in life generally is generalizing.
Yes.
I think you're right. My experience might be different from your experience, but the moment I come forward and I say, my experience is it, this is how it should be.
Yeah.
And I'm so fixated on it and I don't want to see other people's experience.
Point of view,
that's the point that is bad. Yeah. Because you never know. Other people might be experiencing something different or might have experienced something different. And for you to just come out and use your platform to just easily say this is how it is. Because... One time we were watching a TV show and it struck me when my husband asked that question. So I think it was Nurse Mirage, like one of the show.
I'm not
I love it. You should get into
the
it.
The balloon popping.
Yes, I used to not like it, but I love it now. It's such a good time, while away time kind of video to watch. But anyways, this is not promoting that show, but go and watch it if you want. But I think one of the people they brought, I can't remember what I was going to say now. So yes, I think they were talking about the fact that men cheat. It's natural for men to cheat. All men cheat and all that. And my husband was sitting there and was like, but he and his guys, he doesn't know the people that actually cheat. So what happens to the few of us?
They are called.
I'm not saying tomorrow things cannot change. This is not me saying Yes, they are minorities. Yeah.
Because so, cause I
like,
was,
you don't generalize. You don't know the people exactly. that are there that have not expressed that.
You know that I listen to Clubhouse a lot.
Yes.
And I was there one day, and I was in one of the rooms that I usually just pop in and pop out. And I popped in a heated conversation. And they were talking about how the men, in general, which in the conversation, we're talking about how our women are not like our mothers of their, like their mothers. That they are not strong, they're not like our mothers, they're not that. I had to raise up my hand to. I said, excuse me, I don't think you enlighten me. I just joined, but please, what do you mean? You like, exactly, what is the conversation about? They were like, that what do women really bring to the table? That was how the conversation I entered. And I said, I don't understand. Please explain to me that what do you mean by our own generation women are not bringing anything to the table like your mothers. He said, our mother's time, they were strong. They will the man will go to the farm, the woman will go to the market and sell it. And they come and cook for the man, clean for the man, do it for the man. You know that? I kept quiet.
Are these people in real life?
Yes, I kept quiet. These people are even in the diaspora, I don't know, even in Nigeria. I kept quiet for like almost 20 minutes when they were done talking. Because I was trying to process it and something struck me and said, don't say anything. They are speaking based off their experience with women. And it made sense because after I was quiet for a while, somebody else spoke, another man, and was telling him his story about how he was with this woman and she was always like saying he's not doing enough, he's not making enough, that he was even getting to the point of stealing. She wasn't
for her.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, imagine somebody who has had that experience multiple times. Obviously, that's all he's going to think about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that experience matters a lot when it comes to double standard and women and men, especially in relationship.
You know, one thing that somebody told me, and I will not review the person, I will just review my husband. One thing he told me that changed my life. I say that because I feel like I was more of that person that saw my own. So I've always enjoyed hearing people's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing people's. Yeah, I've always enjoyed listening to, like, picking their knowledge. I've always loved it.
Mm.
But, like, I didn't get to the point of, okay, now that you've listened to their knowledge, are you accepting the knowledge as well as okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think before he told me this thing, I'm going to say now.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been of the belief of, like, my experience is it too. Like, the way I have known things, the way I have heard things is how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember one day he was talking to me. Funny enough, it was talking to me about you. That was, funny enough, it was like at the beginning of our relationship, very years ago.
Hmm.
So I can't remember what specific thing, but it was about you and lifestyle difference that we had back then when we're young. We are still young.
Yes, I'm 16 forever.
But when we're younger,
lifestyle
experience. And I remember I was talking to him. I was like, Ella is so different from me in this aspect. Like, but I can't remember whatever aspect. It's not like like a specific thing that I can pinpoint right now. But I remember what I took from that conversation that I can never forget till today. Was he said, baby, you know, the fact that somebody's lifestyle is different from yours does not mean it's wrong. And I, just like you too, I sat in there in that sentence for a while. I was shook. That was a very simple sentence, but
yeah,
it shook me. It shook me to my grits. Like,
but is the truth though?
I was like, what do you mean? The fact that somebody's lifestyle is different from mine does not mean their lifestyle is wrong.
Yeah,
if it's different from mine, then it's wrong. He said no.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't mean it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, so does that mean my own is wrong?
No.
So no. It doesn't mean yours is wrong either. Yeah. Omo, it changed me. It changed me forever. Because now I started seeing that you might have experienced a negative part of women.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have experienced a positive part of women.
Yeah.
But the moment I refuse to see your negative part of women, because that's what you did in that clubhouse, of like swallowing everything you could have said and just be like, see it from their perspective that it could have been your experience that made you do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a next level acceptance.
Yeah. Because at that point, there's nothing I'm going to say.
I personally probably would have still said something. I probably would have still said something. But I feel like if I were to say something, it would then come from that angle of understanding them, not fighting them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's the maturity that I'm growing every day to learn. Like, when somebody comes at me differently, I'm still like irrational. I'm like, what's going on? This is not how supposed to be. But the moment I get to the phase of now understanding that, we are from different backgrounds. We have different experiences, like you said. Mm-hmm. And I accept it. It doesn't mean I won't correct you or show you my own way. But now I'm showing you my own way in a way of acceptance. Like I'm more understanding.
Yeah.
So that's the point that I hope everybody gets to too. Whereby if you were to now get to the point of telling them, addressing them in that aspect, would they also take it with acceptance, with understanding? Because that's what is called being open.
Yeah.
Most people are not open.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Most people are not open at all. And they are fixated in that mentality and it's supposed to be...
It's their way or the highway.
Yeah. And the way to crack the system is for you to be able to understand that your view might be different from my view. Yes. But doesn't mean...
We don't need to clash.
Okay, that was deep.
That was very deep.
So
that was quite too serious for me.
Yeah.
Let me speak in my fake British accent. That was quite too serious for me.
So another example here that we're seeing is emotional availability. Women, like I said, are more easy to show emotions. People look out to them like, oh, it's okay. You can be fragile. You can show emotions.
You can be soft.
Men, no.
Yeah, you have to be hard guy.
Yes, yes, yes. You should be able to suppress your feelings. As if you are not a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, another one that we talked about is appearance and body image. I love that you already started that. So let's talk about that a bit.
Another one is people can see a man, right? And he's adding weight. Appearance and body image. And then everybody's like, oh, that's true that his wife is taking care of him.
You not see his stomach? He's eating well.
And then the woman is adding weight. You can't be adding weight like this now. You don't be attractive to your husband. So you think his pot belly is still attractive?
You think so? So I said that it's not Mirage show. It's very toxic sometimes.
I don't know. I don't know how you watch. That we have like different
interests. Yeah, I know.
We do.
It's for me, it's very funny sometimes. If you get into it, if you give it a chance, you might like it.
I'll try. You know that Yoruba movie that I sent to you?
I told you.
Did
you not like it?
Let me. I did not even reach half.
You guys, Gabby started watching Yoruba movies. She gave it a shot.
And I didn't get to half. I will try again. Hopefully.
This is funny. I remember like whenever we're watching Yoruba movies here,
like
Taya, my brother-in-law, my husband will always be like, this is juju.
Like, what's going on? Yo, like the movie was just 5 minutes into it. And it's like, I was like, what's happening?
It's the one that when they do that, what do you call that? Is that black magic?
Like they were having some incantations already. In my mind, I was like, should I start saying blood of Jesus? Or I just paused. I said, you know what?
But the one that was funny is that my brother-in-law and my husband, they said black magic is different from Yoruba juju. I said, what's the difference?
Yo, you know the greatest of them all? Edo juju.
Yes, now. That's what I'm saying. So the movie we're watching is an Edo movie.
And they said there's black magic. Edo juju.
Have you seen that movie? Do you know the movie I'm talking about?
No.
Stan, I don't know how to pronounce his
Stan
name.
Inze. Stan. We are so sorry, Stan Uncle Inze. Stan.
Or Inze.
My Igbo.
Sometimes I call him Stan Izzy.
No, I know it's Inze. I think it's Stan Inze.
Anyway, that celebrity. So yeah, he's the one that acted. Have you seen that movie?
No, what movie is that?
I can't remember. Suspicion. I think that's what it's called.
Is it on Prime?
A black magic Edo movie. And my people said, no, that one's still better than Yoruba juju. I'm like, what's the difference?
No. Edo charm.
It's even worse, right? Is that what you're saying? Exactly.
Let's not even go into that.
Exactly.
So let's not even dive. Let's not
talk about double standards.
Let's not go into that. Let's focus on the topic. Orobo and Slim Lepa.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely body image is definitely a double standard that women notice more than men. Because another thing, appearance, like we said, either in workplace or even in relationship.
Yeah.
A man. Have you ever seen this combo whereby the man is skinny and the wife is big or the partner is big? Right.
A lot of guys who are slim and they always end up
with bigger girls. Yeah. But what about the opposite, whereby it's the girl that is slim and the guy is big? I've seen that too.
Yeah.
Which one?
I saw a video of a couple getting married in Ghana. So it was like last year. And the woman is really big. Mm-hmm. She's a really big woman, like big. And the man is one skinny, like passion. Yes. It's almost like your brother-in-law size.
Yes.
I come and see the comment section.
I used to fear for those people too. I'm not even gonna lie.
So people were like, the woman is a citizen of another country. I'm not even joking. They were eating them up. And I'm like, what is wrong with this? Like,
guys,
what is wrong with this relationship?
Enough with judging, please. Enough with judging. But yes, you're right. So, and I also believe that you're right. The pressure is more on women than on men. Like,
like a woman can have big belly and be a normal, like how she's supposed to look, and everybody is ready to body shame her, including
our own man. If you marry wrong,
no man, that's your man, including the women. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Hey, women, now we do each other. Yes, you're right.
Let's be honest, ourselves.
You're right.
Yeah, including the women.
You know what's funny? I want to talk about this for a bit because I think that's what led to like the people going to do BBL and like, you know, plastic surgery and all that. But the one thing I've heard or learned is that these men that we are thinking that these women are doing it for, most men don't like these BBL bodies
because now they are aware that it's not real. Before, I don't think some men knew
that it was not really just thought, oh, this is a sexy body.
Yeah. Now, because it's so, they're not seeing more. Now they know that it's not real.
So do you think that them not accepting it is also some sort of egocentric?
Yes, it is. Because what is wrong with you, with me doing BBL? What's wrong with that?
I, as a woman, would not accept it either.
But why?
Yeah.
What about mommy makeovers?
Define mommy makeover.
So mommy makeover, in my own little knowledge, is a woman who has, you know, given birth to kids. And
I mean, I know. I'm saying like, what are you doing in mommy makeover?
Oh, so what you're doing is like, every woman, whatever they want to do, right? Some women would reduce their boobs and lift it up a little bit. Take off belly fats, you know, all that stuff, yes. Some women don't bother doing anything with their boobs. Some women do with just their stomach and their bums. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what you want. Yeah. So that's mommy makeover.
So to me, I feel like the reason why I wouldn't accept it, even as a woman, is...
preach.
I see some sort of vainness to it. I don't know if that makes sense. The mommy makeover one, I think... It makes sense in my head because it's almost like something that is a medical necessity and something that's not a medical necessity. So that's how I kind of classify it in my head.
Yeah.
The mommy makeover, obviously, you went through a whole body transformation because of something valuable. And to me, it's like a gift to yourself. Some people will argue that this BBL is also a gift to themselves. But to me, it's like...
vain?
Yes, it's not needed. It's just something that you wanted.
You know that I've always, if you want to do BBL, go ahead. But I always say something anytime this BBL topic comes up is, and I'm speaking based on my experience, wait until you have kids. You see that?
Yes. I would rather you go through this BBL process or plastic process.
A lot of women, like me, for example, now, I can tell you categorically that my bum and hip didn't used to be this
big
before having kids.
Yep,
I was like, but now imagine if I'd done the BBL before and then stop it too much. Jesus.
And I agree. I definitely agree with that. Yeah. Like, so to me, the reason behind it is what makes me not accept it. So if the men, if they're not accepting it because of, oh, because they might also have their reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's just my own, like, why I see it as... It's not attractive to me.
Speaking of reasons, my ex...
It shouldn't be attractive to me. But sorry.
Yeah.
There are some women you will see as a woman that you say you'll be like, you are a fine woman.
You'll be like, but come, why? You know one woman that sometimes she makes me question.
What happened?
Is this Edo actress? What's her name? She was in Money Women movie. Smart Money Women.
Osa.
Oh!
She is a what? Fine woman. Has she ever gone to Bali done?
I don't think so. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying, Sha.
You don't know which one is real choice.
It's so sad.
But that woman.
She's a fine woman.
Who?
Fine woman. That's what I'm saying. So there are some women that even as women, you will know that this one is fine. But like almost all these BBL people, I'm sorry, some of them are not attractive to even see.
Yeah.
So some, I don't blame
some,
the guys.
Some of them, they need to go and do it.
Redo it, yes.
Redo it, I beg. We know a couple of the celebrities, but we're not going to mention names.
We won't.
I know you all know them.
Yeah, we won't. But yeah, so that's why I don't blame the guys when they say that.
So what I was going to say was my ex, he told me something one day and he was like, oh, because I think I asked him. I was like, so what do you think about like women with, then BBL was not really like very rampant, I don't know. It's like, what do you think about women with, you know, extra big bone hip boom. And, you know, the boom, boom, boom. And he was like, those women is just onako. Legit.
Oh my gosh.
And that made me think, like, don't you think that's what a lot of these men are actually looking, they just... Yeah, which I don't know. It's crazy.
Somebody said it too in one of the shows that, funny enough, men will still end up with the skinny girls they've been running away from because that's the people that they end up settling down with. Yeah. Whatever choice you decide to make, Sha. But yeah, I don't blame men when they say they're not attracted to it. So in my head, I'm like, what
but
are
you
doing
it for? But some of them, they used to be good.
Some of them are, well, if you find that kind of doctor, I would say, don't let them go and
don't
do it in another place. Yes.
Stop gatekeeping.
Don't gatekeep, I beg.
Yeah.
Okay, so another part of this double standard is parenting, family lifestyle, like you said.
Mm.
Yeah. So that give one. Us an example.
That parenting.
Already, double standard is the fact that it's only the mother that has to carry the baby. Sadly.
Like, that, it, oh my God, why?
But I mean, that was nature, Sha.
Yeah, we can't help it, but it's beautiful. I have a thing for pregnant women. Ah!
Yeah, this one is, you're obsessed. You're obsessed with pregnant women, babies,
you
and
don't
bum
understand.
Bum.
I have a friend, she's my friend today because she became pregnant.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, when I met her and her husband, I barely spoke to her. I used to talk to the husband, you know, we used to chat. When I found out that she was pregnant,
that's when you fell in love more.
Whoa, if you see the switch 360, I didn't even see the husband again.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I just warm up to pregnant people. Like, I see a pregnant woman and I just have this inner joy. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I know, even before, my dad used to say that babies are my calling. No, he legit used to say.
Even from when we're younger, you loved babies. You loved kids.
Oh. Yeah, I do. I can't even help it. The way I love kids, I love pregnant women. I love to see pregnant people.
Boom.
And boom.
Yeah. So what is that? Three things, three weaknesses of Ella.
I do love bum.
But yeah, so parenting, for me, I think, yes, you're right. The fact that one person experienced the childbearing more and all that. Another thing is like chores. Like, do you think chores, there's double standard in chores?
There is, but the prayer is that just because there's double standard both ways. Because me, my relationship, why am I carrying trash?
Which is a double standard we've set that benefits us. I don't carry
we
trash.
We don't do the dirty job.
I don't wash cars.
Yes.
I don't do car services.
I don't lawnmower.
You're going too far.
So sadly, chores...
The dirtier things, sadly, we give
it to the men.
Some of us are guilty. Sorry,
I'm one of the guilty ones.
Yeah. So yes, you're right. Well, yeah. Okay.
For caring of the child too, is more like the women. Like I said, naturally, just it's not even a. I don't think it's a man thing because, like, even if the man is trying so hard to want to care, and the women just tend to do more, like. For example, now, which, baby, I'm sorry, I'm opening your butt here, but I gotta say a little bit of tea. Like, our new kid now sleeps in his bassinet in our room. My older Dewey sleeps in his room, mm-hmm. right? Dewey will be crying in his room sometimes. I'm like,
sleeping.
Like, yeah, shit. I'll just wake up the next morning and then, Dewey, why did you get to my bed?
Yeah.
My husband will wake up, go get him, and bring him to our room.
Yeah.
Fire in the other hand, that is sleeping right in our room. He'll be, my husband's like,
you can't hear it.
You can't hear anything. And I'm like, how are you hearing the one that is far away?
No, that one is,
and then me,
amazing.
I'm the one hearing the one that is right here, and you are not.
You know, the cord is still connected.
Please cut it. Get
I can't. I can't.
So,
but yeah,
yeah, like,
sense.
A woman, if sometimes women do say they sense when their babies are crying.
Yeah.
Even if they are not with the kid right
at
there.
At that moment, yes.
So.
Okay, so two last ones I think we really need to talk about mm-hmm. is virginity.
Hey, Kemi, let me pack my load. Let me go. I'm not, this one, I am not there.
Why do we have to do double standards with men versus women when it comes to virginity?
I was mad like this.
Asking everybody.
Answer that question. With your food chest. Answer it with your food chest. Why? Because you will hear men, you say, oh, I cannot be with a woman that has 16 body
counts. Yes.
But yet the man has
conquered,
you know,
the whole state.
Is the conqueror the champion?
Exactly. The whole state and nation has been
and
conquered
okay.
by him. And they are proud to even say it.
You push will have shame.
Yeah. They are proud to even say that. Ah,
I have small shame. Like, you know,
people.
Men used to be like, be boasting about that one.
I've done it. I've done it.
You think we don't, you would think that we don't brag about it.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Why, my thing is even like, why can't, if I say I'm not a virgin as a woman, why can't you look at me the same way as a man saying he's not a virgin?
Double standard, Kemi.
You know, like, what's wrong with that? Well, if I say I've had 10 body counts.
Hey, you are promiscuous.
why can't you look at me as the same guy?
You are not a wife material.
You are not a wife material.
Simple.
Why can't he not be a husband material as well?
No, that's not part of the criteria. He ensures that he's good in bed.
Chai.
His odoku is functioning.
It's so sad. Okay, the last one is, I think this one benefited men.
Mm-hmm.
This one is benefiting women. Why is it that women, when it comes to crime, they can suspect men more before they suspect
women? We are angels.
They would say, oh, you are the one that can do it more
than
a woman.
You look suspicious. We, by the time you say, oh my God,
have you ever used that for a cop?
No, I've
if
never
cop,
been. I don't want to jinx it.
Don't jinx it. If
but
ever
I'm
going to
say one of somebody that I know her experience. She got pulled one day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm saying your business out. She got pulled one day and she was telling me about it. She was like, "But mama played the emotional
part.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. That's the weak part for women.
Yo, I don't know, my cousin, she was pregnant and she and her husband were driving somewhere and they got pulled. My love, she did what?
She pulled it.
Period.
Yeah,
they were free.
I would say that. So my sister has been pulled by a cop before mm-hmm. driving. And yeah, she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm just so lost. I don't even know. I'm so confused.
That's why there's something called feminine energy. Use
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Use
so
it well.
That one benefits women. I'm not even going to lie.
Men, the other, they should go and look for their own, you know. But and I like it when women are very in tuned with their feminine energy.
Yeah, you gotta.
I find it so sexy.
You gotta. And I get that that's why there is that need for balance. If mm-hmm. you're being honest with each other.
There is. That's
yeah. There is that need for let the man enjoy some part of it and mm-hmm. let us enjoy the other.
It's just that it's not equal in the enjoyment. But it's okay.
It's just that's what it is. Like, there are some parts that are very painful while there are some that are okay, you know. But yeah. If you've ever found yourself in a double standard situation, how did you deal with it? How would you advise the rest of the world to, like, you know, handle such situation?
Yeah.
I really hope that none of us get to the point of, like, that double standard hurting us emotionally or physically, because, mm-hmm. you know, any of the parties, we're fighting for both parties here, but mostly women. But yeah. That was fun, Gabby. That was really cool. I think we vented. We were like venting fans right now. Just like we needed to vent out.
Yeah, we need to let some things out.
But yeah, I think just to kind of close it, one way for us to dismantle, if ever we need to dismantle double standard, like we've said, is from the parenting, from the childhood, from your family. How are your parents training both their daughters and their sons to go out to the society? And even if society attacks them back with like, this is the reality, they are used to what you've been training them with, and hopefully that training would help them like navigate through like, no, this is how it should be. You know? Anyways, this has been fun, you guys. This was cool.
I enjoyed this topic. If you
have any more double standard example that is really painful or really, really cuts through to your heart, drop it in the comment section. Let's hear it. All right, guys. So if you haven't subscribed, once again, like Gabby would say,
you are doing something wrong.
You are a suspect.
You are a suspect. I'm suspecting you.
Yeah, so please.
Yeah, the reason there's double standard. Yeah, subscribe.
Exactly. You are not benefiting those that are actually subscribing.
Exactly.
So go and subscribe.
Right? Don't play with me.
All right, you guys. Until next time, we will catch you on the next episode. Bye.